search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers, welcome to another episode of our program In Search of Piety. In our last episode, we shared some examples of fearlessness or being fearless in speaking the truth, and that was through the examples from the life of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And to the beginning of the episode, our last episode, we shared some pearls of wisdom from Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Following on from our last episode, I would like to share with you some traits and some experiences and accounts from the life of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu with the theme humility in leadership. But before we mention the character traits and the humility in leadership that is mentioned in favor of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I would like to share with you a point of excellence regarding sending blessings in favor of the best in creation, the seal of prophets, Al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It has been reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed an angel at my grave who has the ability to hear the voices of the entire creation until the day of judgment. When an individual sends salawat, the angel mentions his name with his father's name. So dear viewers, those of us who sometimes might become a bit lazy or unintentionally we do not give time or devote time to sending blessings in favor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, we do not specify or allocate some of our personal time specifically for salat ala nabi or durood sharif, this narration should serve as a means of motivation for us. We cannot imagine, we are not worthy of being mentioned in the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, but just by expressing a prayer of blessing for him as a gift in his court, an angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only mentions us, he mentions us with the names of our fathers, our full identity, and what a blessing it is for us to be mentioned in the presence of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. We hope that through salawat, through expressing blessings for him sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, not only do we attain blessings in this world, but on the day of judgment we are blessed with nearness to him, his companionship, and we follow him into paradise with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was an individual who was very strict in following the way of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. This was especially seen during his caliphate, when he became a khalifa himself. But there were glimpses of his adherence and his personal strict adherence, because he was strict upon himself and he expected a certain standard from those around him, especially if they were matters of obligations in the Sharia. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in every state, would strive to follow the way of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And it is said by the ulama of tasawwuf that to remain steadfast upon the straight path in such a way that you reach your destination, this is also the essence of tasawwuf. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he reports, this is the son of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports about his father that once some wealth was received by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu during his caliphate. It came from Iraq, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu became busy in distributing this wealth among the people present. A man commented and said to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, why don't you leave some of the wealth for in case there is a calamity or as protection against an enemy that may be faced. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he answered this man by saying, may Allah destroy you. You speak devilish talk, meaning you're speaking like the devil. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he himself explained why he was so strict or why he scolded this man. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught me about how this wealth is to be distributed or the matter of this wealth. And then he said, by Allah, I will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today for tomorrow. Meaning I will not do something on this day that may fall into the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a future that has not yet come, for a tomorrow that has not yet come. Then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu further clarified. He said, this cannot be the case that I do anything other than what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam did for the believers, meaning I'm going to follow the instruction, the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in the matter of distributing this wealth, and there is no compromise in this regard. So this was an expression or an example of his strict adherence to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and his understanding of Sharia, that when it comes to matters of rights or matters that have obligations that are related to people, he will always follow the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam defined these rights and fulfilled these rights during his era. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was an individual who would acknowledge the truth. He would acknowledge something which was truthful, he would support the truth, and he would disregard and abandon anything which was false or represented some kind of falsehood or did not have anything to do with the religion. It is said about tasawwuf that tasawwuf is to adopt the real and abandon the fake. And this is something which was clearly manifested in the character of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with his attitude towards the akhirah and what he thought of dunya, which I will mention later. Once Sayyidina Aswad bin Sari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he entered the prophetic court and he expressed this request that he wanted to recite some couplets in praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in praise of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Imam Bukhari mentions this in his Al-Adabul Mufrad. So he expressed, Sayyidina Aswad expresses that he wants to send, wants to express or recite some couplets in praise of Allah and in praise of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This is another example of how reciting a na'at or a qasida, this was the way of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who often praised the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted him permission and he began to recite. And he's reporting this himself, Sayyidina Aswad radiallahu anhu. He said, I recited a few couplets and then a tall man entered and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gestured to me or told me to stop. And then this man said a few words, he exchanged some words with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he left again. And then I carried on reciting. I recited some more couplets and then this tall man came again. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped me before he came close. This man spoke again to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then left. Sayyidina Aswad radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that this happened twice or three times, that I was told to be quiet or I was made to be quiet while this man spoke to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, I asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this man. Who is this man for whom I am told to be quiet or I'm made to be quiet, and on every occasion he comes? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is Umar who does not like falsehood. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hafiz Abu Nu'aym, he explains what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meant by this. There were people in that era who were poets who would only recite poetry for money, and they would go to the courts of kings or rulers or affluent people, and they were like sycophants. They would just false praise and exaggerated praise. And this was something which Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not like. No doubt, even one glance, one glare rather, one look of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would have filled the heart of Sayyidina Aswad with fear and dread. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was wary and knew of the character of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So the point was made that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam allowed Sayyidina Aswad to recite his couplets because his couplets were in praise of Allah and his Messenger Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam informed Sayyidina Aswad radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Sayyidina Umar is a man who is strict upon matters of falsehood. So even if he thinks that there is a matter that might lead to falsehood, his initial response may be a very powerful one. So this was possibly a reason why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would stop Sayyidina Aswad from continuing his recitation as Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu approached. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was known for his devotion to the truth, to the path of the truth, and he was also known for the fact that his focus in matters of the hereafter was a complete focus. He was in a complete state of contentment with the hereafter, and he did not have any inclination to this world. This was something which he expressed almost naturally. It was almost natural for him to have next to nothing in terms of inclination to this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu with wealth, but he had no inclination to accumulate more, or no pride in his wealth, or he would not even bear the sight of being in a state of affluence or showing signs of affluence in himself. He was so strict, or he was in such a deep state of devotion and following the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, that on himself and within himself he did not show any such signs that strayed from the way, the simple and humble way of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The ulama of tasawwuf have said to turn away from the ranks and the stations, the grades of this world, and to focus on the grades and the ranks of the hereafter. This is also the essence of tasawwuf. How humble was Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu? One example of this is mentioned when he was traveling towards Sham, towards Syria. He came to a place where there was a river crossing, or there was some shallow water, and he decided to come off his camel, took his shoes off, held his shoes in his hand, and crossed this crossing. Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was watching. Now remember, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the Amir al-Mu'mineen here. He is the leader of the Muslims at this point. Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw Sayyidina Umar crossing in this manner, and he said, "Today you have done something momentous according to the people of the earth." Meaning, Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was suggesting that the way Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu behaved, the way he came off his camel, took off his shoes, held them in his hand, and then walked with his camel across this crossing, this expressed such humility that it was not like someone who is in a state or in a condition of leadership. It was unlike a leader to have such simplicity and humility. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard this, he struck Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah's chest. He mentioned something very powerful, very emotional, and very deep. Remember when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said this, he was referring also to himself. He said, "You were among the most humiliated of people. Allah subhanahu ta'ala gave you honor through his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And hence, if you leave this and seek honor elsewhere, then humiliation will come your way, or then you will fall into humiliation." This was the message of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu as advice to the people, as a reminder to his brother Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that any honor that we have today, whatever blessings we have today, if we are leaders today, it is because of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah gave us honor through his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Had it not been for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we had no honor, we had no real identity, we had no name, we had no fame. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave this powerful reminder to his brother as an expression of his personal humility and as a reminder to the Muslims to come that never forget that the honor that we have in this world is due to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Continuing with this theme of humility in leadership, once Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu entered a home at night, and after some time he left that home and went and entered another home. He was being watched, or Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu happened to see him. Try to imagine this. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu has just observed that the leader of the Muslims has entered a home for some time and then he's gone into another home. Naturally, he was curious. So in the morning, he entered that home and he found an elderly woman who was not only elderly, she was old, she was crippled, and she was blind. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked her, "What business does that man have?" Referring to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that man who came, what business does he have? Or why did he come? And then the old woman, she revealed, she said that he is someone who has been caring for me for some time, looking after me and also doing the chores of my house. When Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu realized that Sayyidina Umar had concealed this good deed and helped this elderly, crippled woman without anyone else realizing, and for a period of time he had been doing this, caring for her, ensuring that the affairs of her household are in order, he said to himself, Sayyidina Talha radiallahu anhu, he said, "I said to myself, O Talha, may your mother cry over you. You cannot follow the way of the leader of Muslims, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu." Sayyidina Talha was overwhelmed by this concealed humility of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Today, when a deed is done, people, it seems that we find it difficult to keep that deed, a good deed, concealed. If ever we do a good deed, there's something inside us that is creating restlessness for us to somehow, indirectly even, or in a passing comment, mention how we did that good deed. Remember, dear viewers, our good deeds and the reward for our good deeds between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no need for us to reveal any good that we do unless it is a specific aspect of motivation. But even then, think 10 times before you decide to reveal any good that you do. And if we become believers who conceal our good deed, whether it's a good deed of humility, a good deed of generosity, a good deed of helping someone in any way, we keep it to ourselves with this hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it in His court. Because in the end, whatever we do in righteousness, in goodness, we do it for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was once walking with some of his companions, he was accompanied by some people and he passed by a heap of rubbish. The comment of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very direct and very powerful. The rubbish, there was a foul smell coming from this pile of rubbish, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu simply said, "This is your world which you covet. This is your world which you covet and you sing its praises." So he meant people in general. The world that people covet and the world that people are greedy for, that world in the eyes of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is like that rubbish emitting foul smell. And he was repeating or reiterating this point in front of his companions that this is not a world that you should value the way many people are inclined to value it, the way many people fall into its lure. And they forget about the more important aspects of their religion, the rights that people have over them, and the hereafter, because they are drawn into the love of this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu giving us a powerful reminder. Another definition of tasawwuf that is mentioned is for one to normalize personal difficulties, to become used to or become accustomed to facing personal difficulties. And this was something that was natural to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not have any butter during a drought period, a the Muslims were facing. And he actually addressed his body, his very own body, saying that you may face as much difficulty as required. As long as the people are facing drought or facing starvation, I have nothing for you. Meaning, he did not allow his body to have something which was permissible for him, which was good for his body, because the believers were in a state of need. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would face personal difficulty because he did not want to be in a state of ease while other Muslims were facing need. Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she once said to her father Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that why don't you wear soft clothing? Why don't you consume good food? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you sustenance, meaning you have the means. You have the means to dress well and to eat well. So why don't you do this? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that I will oppose you in this matter, dear daughter of mine. Meaning Sayyidina Hafsa was saying, why don't you, as a means, as an expression of gratitude, do things that are permissible for you, dress in soft clothing, and eat good food, because Allah has given you the wealth to do so. Sayyidina Umar said his thinking was different to that of his noble daughter, Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha. His answer was, do you not remember the difficulties that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam faced? How many difficulties he faced, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? Then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu began to remind his honorable daughter of the difficulties faced by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam until she began to cry. Then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, by Allah, whatever you said, it is true. However, by Allah, as much as I can, meaning to the best of my ability, I will follow the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu with this hope that I will attain comfort in the hereafter in their company. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he wanted to live that frugal life, to go through personal difficulty so that he is closer to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his beloved companion Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu once shared his personal take on this world, his humility and wisdom combined in these statements. He said, I thought about this matter, that when I make an intention related to this world, the hereafter is harmed, or there is loss in the hereafter. And when I make an intention related to the hereafter, then there is loss in this world. If this is the case, then you should accept the loss of this world, meaning you should work for the hereafter and accept less in this world so you have a better hereafter. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu once sent a letter to a representative of his advising him, and the advice was as follows. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that a fortunate leader is the one due to whom the people under his leadership are in a good state, and an unfortunate leader is the one due to whom his people are in a bad state. Some pearls of wisdom from Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu are now mentioned. The first being that he radiallahu anhu once said that we found patience to be an exceptional thing within our lives, meaning patience was something which covered so many aspects of virtue for us. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when it was regarding himself, his personal state, whether that is the way he dressed, the way he lived, the way he slept, the way he ate, he would adopt utmost patience and almost made it seem natural that he was doing things that other people would find very difficult to do, or living in a way, even as a leader, that would be very difficult for many people. A very powerful statement of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he once, as he was delivering the khutbah, he said, do you know that greed is a means of dependence? And to lose hope in people is a means of affluence. And you're probably thinking, how is that? Why would we lose hope in people? This was a very eloquent way for Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to say that when you have greed, you're always going to be asking and you'll be dependent. You'll always look for a source to give you that contentment, to fulfill that desire of yours. So if there is greed, there is dependence because someone or something has to fulfill that desire, that greed, whatever is being coveted, that has to be fulfilled. In terms of losing hope in other people, one meaning of this is that you close that door of help from other people, meaning that first and foremost, you help yourself. You do something to solve the problem yourself. If you are in financial distress, if you're emotionally in distress, if there's a spiritual obstacle, you yourself do something. You get up and actively do something about your situation. Don't open this door of so-and-so, I need to call so-and-so, I need to go to so-and-so, and maybe he will help me or guide me. First and foremost, you must make that decision and you must act for yourself. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create a way for you. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is saying that when you lose hope, meaning when you imagine that there is no one else, those doors are closed, you will do something for yourself. And in this regard, he said, it is a means of affluence, because when people realize that it is that they themselves will do something for themselves, it motivates them to get up, to make an effort. When there is an effort, Allah blesses them, endeavors, and then they start to earn, or they find the means of earning, they find the means of attaining sustenance from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they attain wealth. But if that person had remained in that state of need, oh, I'm going to ask so-and-so, I'm going to borrow from so-and-so, then he might not get up himself and do something for himself. It continues. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, indeed, as long as a person loses hope in another, he becomes independent, he becomes self-sufficient. He doesn't need anything else, because, as I mentioned, once he has closed that door of getting aid from others, he will do something first and foremost himself. And when he tries to do something to change his situation with sincerity by himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him that he does not need anyone else to make his situation a better situation, or to become affluent, or to attain sustenance from the court of Allah subhanahu. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu also said that sit with the people who repent, because their hearts are soft. The people who repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they often do so by shedding tears, by expressing remorse in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that state, their hearts are soft and their hearts are more inclined to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His remembrance. So sit in the company of such people. This was the advice of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. We pray that we learn from the experiences, from the pearls of wisdom expressed by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, inspiring accounts from the life of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We pray that all efforts in search of piety, after being inspired by these noble personalities, are accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu ta'ala. We succeed in attaining, in walking upon the path of piety, the path of righteousness. Our search for virtue is a successful one. And thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His mercy and blessings upon us. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
In search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety.